Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by Dr. Josh Straley. He's a physician with Guthrie County Hospital out of the Panora Specialty Clinic. Today we're going to be talking about annual wellness visits, kind of what that means, who qualifies for that, and some other questions on that. It's a great time to talk about this topic, as Tuesday was Take a Loved One to the Doctor Day, so it's a great time, it's always a great time to get a checkup and to make sure that everything is working as it should. So, Dr. Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you, James. Good to be here.
Yeah, so first of all, kind of fill us in on what is an annual wellness visit and who qualifies for that.
So an annual wellness visit is a benefit for individuals who are enrolled in the traditional Medicare Part B insurance program. That's who is going to qualify for it. There's no age limit. It's just if you're enrolled in that insurance benefit. As far as what the annual wellness visit entails, I like to think of it as when you purchase a car, you have all this maintenance that needs done. So you're changing the oil before the engine burns up, and you're making sure that when the tread wears down on the tires, you're replacing those tires before they blow, as well as replacing fluids as needed. The annual wellness visit kind of encompasses all that health maintenance that may be otherwise overlooked if you're just seeing your doctor for acute illnesses, sinus infection, skin infection, blood pressure follow-up. You may miss some of that screening examination if you're not getting that annual wellness visit done.
Sure, absolutely. That's a good way to explain it. Now, of course, the wonderful staff at Guthrie County Hospital, they don't treat you like a vehicle, but they give that nice patient care there. It's just a good way to kind of explain that. And Dr. Straley, you mentioned that it was eligible for Medicare Part B, I believe, participants. Is this procedure then, or this visit, covered by insurance?
It is, yeah. It's covered 100%. There'd be no copay. One thing that's often confused is, you know, is it going to cover my lab work, or is it going to cover if through this visit we recommend to have other labs or procedures done? Will it cover those? And a lot of times it will not. So the blood work would then be additional cost based on what that insurance is. But the annual wellness exam itself, going through your health history and your risks of developing certain illnesses, that visit, that face-to-face time with the nurse, the physician, all that is 100% covered by your insurance company.
Sure. And now you mentioned that it's good to get things checked out and kind of go through that routine process on an annual basis just to make sure everything is going well. Are there any other benefits to getting active in the annual wellness visit?
Yes. Other benefits are really looking at your risk based on your family history, your medical history, and your current lifestyle, whether it's your diet, what you do for a living, what your risk of developing certain illnesses is going to be, and discussing with your physician or provider what things you can do to prevent that from occurring or to prevent an illness from happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, we mentioned that these are annual wellness visits, but should some individuals maybe take advantage of this more than once a year, or is it covered for certain conditions more than once a year, or kind of how does that work?
Yep, so it's just covered once a year. The annual wellness visit, the way Medicare works is when you initially enroll, you'll have an initial preventative physical exam, and that's actually a little bit more detailed than the annual wellness visit, because that will actually encompass a physical exam and that complete overlook into someone's health, and that's covered 100% with Medicare as well. That's just within your first 12 months of being enrolled in the program. And then after that first 12 months, the annual wellness visit can only be done once every 12 months, and a lot of what we're looking at when we do that, there's not a real big benefit of looking at it every 6 months or 3 months like there is with other medical conditions.
And obviously, I'm assuming at the Panora Clinic, you can get this taken care of, but are there any other places you can get taken care of, your local clinic, that sort of thing?
Yep, absolutely, yeah. So most clinics are likely doing some annual wellness visits, specifically here in Guthrie County, Guthrie County Hospital, and then Guthrie County Hospital Clinic. We have locations, as you mentioned, in Panora, Stewart, Adair, as well as Guthrie Center. So we have providers doing those visits at all those locations.
And we definitely want to mention here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network that, let's say you're listening to this program online, on demand, and maybe you're not from the Guthrie County area, or you're driving along by, and maybe you're maybe work in Guthrie County, but maybe you live in let's just say, Carroll County or Ottoman County. Check with your local provider. I'm sure they could provide similar services that Guthrie County Hospital provides here. Dr. Josh, I know we mentioned that this is a Medicare-type procedure, if you will, Medicare-type visit. But what are your recommendations for those individuals, maybe like myself, who are not quite at that age yet? what do you recommend for a checkup schedule for those type of patients?
Always a good question. So usually when somebody gets into their early 30s, you know, even late 20s, when you get, especially you're just out of college or out of high school, if you know your family history and schedule a visit with a physician or a provider in your area, and then from there you can really recommend, they'll know and recommend how often you need to be seen, because everybody's health history is different. You know, they may need to be seen once every 3 years, 5 years, once a year, and if there's things that are found, maybe even more often than that. But a good rule to go by is going to be definitely by your mid-30s, you're going to want to be pretty in tune with your health, especially regarding fat in the blood and things like that. You're going to want to have that stuff checked so that you can start making changes to decrease your risk of major problems down the road.
Dr. Stradley, anything else on the annual wellness visits or anything else at Guthrie County Hospital?
The way we're doing them currently is a little bit out of what traditionally it has to be done. The annual wellness visit can be done by most any medical professional, including a nurse, dietitian, medical aide, physician assistant, nurse practitioner, and physician. And we're right now pretty much focusing on making sure that anybody that's coming in for this annual wellness visit is getting face-to-face time with the provider in the clinic, whether it's one of our nurse practitioners or physicians. We think that face-to-face time with their medical provider is very important. And so that's a little bit outside of what's required, but going a little bit above and beyond. But as I said, we think that is very important for the individual.
Some good information there by Dr. Josh Straley. He's a physician with Guthrie County Hospital out of the Panora Clinic. But as we mentioned previously, check with your local provider to see what kind of services they provide for annual wellness visits. And if you have any questions, as always, contact your local provider. Dr. Straley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.